Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Jules here for What Culture Gaming, joined as ever by the lovable length of rope that I love to tug out of my anus.
I hate you, Jules, man. I hate it so much. Every single time I come in, no, this is it now. This is the news. This is how we're starting. I'm getting tugged straight out of his butt.
I'm Jules, this is Josh, and this is the Gaming News. You know what that means? It's time to hit that jingle.
What's that? There's news? Oh my gosh! Guess it's time for Jules and Josh.
Oh, and we are back in the room, and today we have a lot of news covering GTA, Red Dead, and possibly Dave Bautista's appearance in video game films. So why don't you kick things off?
Well, the biggest one is the GTA Online has opened, finally, the Diamond Casino, which has caused a lot of controversy because you can exchange real-world money for in-game money, and then exchange that money for chips to gamble into a casino. But it doesn't come under any gambling laws, at least here in the UK, because you can't then re-exchange that money for in-game money and then real money, if that makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense, because I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they've been doing with every sort of in-game currency ever made in video games.
Essentially.
But are people kicking up a stink about this because of the fact that it has the word casino in it?
Kind of, because obviously the big sort of catch-all excuse for big publishers to get away with what's essentially gambling in video games is that you can't then exchange what you get from a loot box or a microtransaction or in-game gambling for real-world money. But to then completely like live and die by that rule, but still engage in the machinations and systems of actual gambling with iconography encouraging you to go out and play blackjack or go out and play poker or go on the slot machines, and then, you know, you don't have to use your real world money, but you can. You can do it, and there is a limit. I think there's an hourly limit of how much you can spend, but even then, it's like them trying to have the cake and eat it too in the most kind of vile way.
Maybe I don't understand the core concept of this. Why would anyone spend their real money on this? Because don't, like, you have millions and millions of dollars because of the in-game currency in GTA?
You would think so, but the fact of the matter is, over the past 6 years, 5 years, however long GTA Online has been active, is that things have just gotten more expensive.
Oh, it's the creep.
It's the creep, essentially. If you jump in now, there will be so much locked off to you if you have just been sort of grinding out the money. There have been so many updates that require millions of dollars to buy into even work. Like, you've had sort of, you know, biker gangs, you've had your own businesses that you can set up, and those things cost millions of dollars of in-game money to just start up, never mind like make a return.
And they're going to be the classic thing of just like they'll pay a fraction of that amount back at a regular basis to do it, so that's the only way.
Oh, wow. So if you have been buying into all of these games.
So while GTA on the surface has been portraying itself as being this crazy, like almost post-apocalyptic wasteland of carnage, it's actually turning to a life management sim.
Definitely, over the past few years, especially with all of these additional updates, even like cars that used to be, even like, it's inflation has been in this game where cars that were cheaper years ago have sort of crept up in price to encourage you to buy more shotguns.
This is the thing, like, I played this back when it came out and I was a big fan of the GTA Online, but I did kind of drop off like maybe about a year and a half into it, so I've not been keeping up with the updates. I've been told it's still exceptional fun, but hearing stuff like that really puts me off, as does this whole idea of a casino in the first place. Like, you've got gambling and stuff like that in the Red Dead games, so why is it suddenly like a huge thing here where you have to pay for it?
Well, that's it. I mean, in the Red Dead games, in Red Dead Online for instance, there is gambling, but it's currently only poker, and it's like, you know, it's $25 a game, so essentially you get more bang for your buck essentially, and you're not encouraged to go into a flashy casino, and then the devs aren't using necessarily the totality of the psychology of gambling to get you to spend your in-game cash in the hopes that you might spend of the money.
This seems like a really ill-timed sort of approach by Rockstar, who are usually very clever about how when they choose to launch their updates, for them to basically look at the world that's going on and seeing that loot boxes are gambling, loot boxes are this, surprise mechanics, all these other things, and for them to turn around and be like, we're dropping a casino DLC.
Well, you know what? In a way, this is probably the best way they could have opened it, because the casino itself has been in GTA Online since it launched. Everyone's been asking, when is it opening? When is it going to, like, finally, when are you going to finally drop this DLC? And the theory has been that if they did this a few years ago, when GTA was more active and more current, it means it makes a lot of money now, but it's been superseded by Red Dead in a lot of ways. If they dropped it 2 years into its life cycle, people would be like, come on, guys, where's the single player DLC?
I see what
Why are you doing this? Why are you just making it a literal gambling space?
Well, that's interesting. Actually, and actually goes on to the next piece of news that we want to talk about, because of the fact that the people, well, you might have remembered that there was a huge leak about the UFO DLC for Red Dead 2. People were saying that there was going to be a single player narrative expansion that was going to be focusing on aliens, and you can tell by the deflation of my voice that it is definitely fake. It is definitely fake. And basically, a user on Reddit, user throwaway 11113453, very catchy there, will not be forgetting that in a hurry, basically posted up a thing saying that they had a friend inside the business and they were working on environmental textures and could confirm that there was going to be not only aliens and UFOs and a single player piece of DLC that was coming out for Red Dead Redemption 2, but also there was going to be a remaster of Red Dead Redemption 1 with all the bells and whistles from Red Dead 2 added in. Now, if you even had an iota of sort of like
like just critical, like, what is going on?
You'd probably be like,
analyze this.
I could accept the first one.
Right.
But chucking in the second bit of having the entirety of Red Dead 1 remastered with all the things, I would have just been calling heavy bull on that. Heavy bull. But yes, surprisingly, it is fake. But
tragic.
A lot of news outlets have been reporting about it, and it caused the user, throwaway 11113453, to feel very guilty about it, and they came forward and said, sorry, this was actually just not a lie, it's not a hoax, it was an experiment.
Little prank, eh?
Little prank,
yeah. You need prank by the
Hey, what up, man? Woo, prank police, boo, 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 don't shoot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
What was that old Ashton Kutcher one?
What?
I can't
you mean punked?
You mean punked. That was the cool version of being punked, bro.
Oh, God, that's made me feel really old. That has.
This is disappointing, though, because, I mean, in both GTA and Red Dead, people have been craving single-player expansions. And although I'm not, like, passing judgment on the guy for, like, having a bit of fun and stuff, but I think it just is a testament to how much people want this single-player content.
Yes.
And although Rockstar do keep updating both games with multiplayer, you know, DLC and updates and things like that, it's not necessarily what people want.
No, and that is why I actually linked from the GTA Casino thing, because he said, or they said, that the reason that they did this experiment, prank police, was because of the fact that they felt that Red Dead 2 was being ignored. Now, I think that what they mean by that is that they were ignoring the single player aspect and only focusing on online stuff. But from Rockstar's perspective, it makes so much more sense for them to be focusing on Red Dead Online, GTA Online, because that is where the real money is.
Yep.
It's very easy to roll out content, as we've just said with the casino stuff, for them. But I absolutely pissed myself laughing when to have the gall to not only come out there and basically say just a massive fib, and then to try and just backpedal a bit and be like, it's an experiment, prank police, blah, 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 bang.
It's a social experiment, bang, 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 bang.
When does the social experiment line end? Can I go and literally kill someone and then just be like, sorry, it was an experiment to see if you die?
Whoa, it's satire, bang, 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 bang,
bang,
bang, bang.
Exactly.
I don't know, you know what, if I was in that position, I would have tried to explain it that way as well. You know, I don't want to be like,
you're a nice lad, and you wouldn't have gone on the internet and lied.
Maybe
you wouldn't have gone on there and be like, my friend, a lead artist on this. This isn't how they talk, by the way. I'm just
yes.
So, lead artist, and he said this. Absolute Billy.
Listen, you know what? I like that they've done it. I like that they've owned up to it. Imagine all the many, many different Arkham rumors we've heard over the years. Imagine how many of those must have been complete BS and they were just happy to let us run with them and think they were real.
I think that maybe I'm just speaking from a place of anger, because I know that the joys of wanting to believe.
Yes.
Like having that Christmas day and then having it burned like at New Year's Eve.
Well, I also know this exact feeling, because Dave Bautista has sadly said that he's not going to be able to play Marcus Fenix in a Gears of War movie.
What?
We have been wanting this to happen for months. Dave Bautista keeps on saying how interested he is. He keeps responding to these glorious fan castings of him in the lead role of a Gears movie. But apparently Hollywood just isn't listening. He replied to a tweet by Retro Rhino Games last night, who essentially was saying, come on, man, just play Marcus Fenix.
Yeah, just
and
do
he
it.
Said, in response to that, he said, they're listening, meaning Hollywood, and they could give a F. He didn't say F. He said a word we can't say on YouTube. Mm. And he said, but thank you for the support. Believe me when I say I've tried everything to make this happen.
I don't think he has.
You know what? He keeps saying
I'm
it, man.
I'm just joking.
I was fizzing for a second there. Don't you tell me this. This man... like, I believe him.
Now this thing, Dave,
he's a good guy.
Dave Bautista's got a good good bit of crack around him. I mean, you've seen him do that football film. He knows when to have a laugh at himself. Like, and I think that he would be perfect for this. He's proven himself with Drax to be a comedic and very, very action-heavy actor.
Yep.
His wrestling pedigree speaks for itself. The fact that there isn't a Gears movie already is actually quite surprising.
Yeah, I mean, considering the amount of bad video game movies we've had, like, we've had Tomb Raider, we've had Resident Evil, the fact that...
Sorry, you're saying that Tomb Raider 1 was a bad film?
It wasn't good, was it?
Well, it's the best... Unfortunately, it's one of the best video game movie adaptations that we've got. It's that and Detective Pikachu.
That's... Right, Detective Pikachu, fine, I'll give it that. Everything else is not a high bar. Resident Evil, as much as I love the Resident Evil franchise, it's not a high bar. No. I'll put it on a Sunday afternoon.
Ooh, remember Alone in the Dark?
Ooh, remember Blood Rain?
Ooh! That had the dude from Kill Bill in.
Did it?
What was his name? What was his goddamn name? That's going to really annoy me. He played, he was in Hateful Eight as the cowboy who was like, my mama called me Joe, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, he's in it. And he plays this, like, he's got like a hairline that's as flat like that because he's wearing a wig and he cannot be bothered.
Blood Rain sucks.
I can't remember the actor's name. Put it down below. Mate, it was so funny watching that.
Well, hopefully Geezer War will be better than that if it ever gets made. It's currently in the hands of Universal, according to Dave Bautista. He reckons he's been trying for years. He reckons it's got to the point where they're just sick of him asking, essentially. So I know if we kick up enough of a stink on the old internet, maybe he might get the role. I don't know where I was going with that. That's all I've got.
That's the rope coming up my ears. And there we go. Dave Bautista letting us down once again. Come on, Big Dave.
He's such a nice man. He responded to our fan castings of Batman.
I thought that the match between you and Triple H sucked, by the way. Just wind him up if he ever watches this pithy little news comment. Come and snap me like a toothpick. Go on, bring on.
Please do. Kill him, Dave.
Whoa, unnecessary. But if you also want to chat to me about films, video games, wrestling, and anything else about killing me, maybe, you can do so at RetroJ with a zero over on Twitter. And for Josh, you can go follow him at...
And Josh Brune with two O's over on Twitter.
Fantastic stuff, that it is. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a fantastic day, whatever you're getting up to. And remember to subscribe, like, and share this absolute filth. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.